22 past nine on the morning program. Now, the Lonely Planet, the travel publication, they've come out with a series of new publications this morning. The coolest Australian neighbourhoods to visit right now. I wonder how you define cool. We'll ask Fleur Banger. She's a Lonely Planet contributor. Fleur, good morning.
Hey there.
Now, what is a cool neighbourhood to start with? How do we define it? It's sort of the one of those things. You know it when you've got it, right?
Yeah, it's the X factor, as they say. You know, it's something I guess Lonely Planet likes to uncover. So rather than the places we already know are cool, like Leaderville, Mount Lawley, Northbridge and Subiaco, we really wanted to look at where is up and coming, where's going to explode next, and where it is that travellers might not necessarily come across unless they're told about it from locals who are in the know.
Okay.
The Maylands has sort of been, yeah, bubbling away for a few years, and we just feel like it's really starting to get somewhere with the cool factor.
Maylands.
Yeah, I hear that you hang out there sometimes.
Well, I have been known to, because I live just next door. I just live up the road in Bayswater, so it's not too far away. I didn't realise we were so cool, Fleur.
Yeah, well, you're in Bayswater, so you're not quite there. But
maybe by association, we'll try and just, you know, hang out with the cool kids.
That's right. You need to hang out there more often.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you would know if you spend any time along Waitley Crescent and 8th Avenue. I mean, apart from all the new openings, the cute little bars and cafes that have got a really good neighbourhood feel, a lot of community sort of sense, you know, that's really key, I think, for Perth, particularly in a place that doesn't have a lot of that in its little neighbourhoods. The other stuff, I guess, is that there's street art that seems to be growing quite prolifically throughout that area, and that, again, adds that texture and warmth and interest value. And the other thing is the train station. You know, it's so convenient to get to Maylands if you're in the city or wherever you're coming from. It's only a few train stops and then you're there. So from a traveller's perspective, it's cheap, it's easy, and there's fun things to do. So there are op shops if, you know, you're tight on the dollar. You can sort of have some fun there, as well as go to somewhere like Swallow Wine Bar, where they've got live music on for free. You can just grab a drink at the bar. And I don't know if you've been in there lately, but they've got these really cool vintage train booths on the inside. Yeah, so just so much character in such a tiny, tiny little spot, and really excellent French food. So it's just the sort of things that you wouldn't necessarily expect to find. You might walk past and never know it was there, but if you go in, there's so many great surprises.
Interesting. All right. I wonder, listeners, what's cool in your suburb? 922 11 882, if you've got a suggestion for us. My guest on the program's Fleur Banger. She is a Lonely Planet contributor. So the idea of this, Fleur, is essentially something, a neighbourhood, a suburb, a high street that's a little bit off the beaten track. Mm. It's not one of the well-known, well-trodden tourist spots.
Yeah, we want to tell people something that they don't already know. So we want to get people to places that they wouldn't otherwise find, and then they get those really, you know, exciting sort of travel buzzes out of things. I mean, if you go to Paris, you know that you go to the Eiffel Tower and you go to the Arc de Triomphe and the Champs-Élysées, but what you might not know is, you know, the counterculture area in the 18th arrondissement. So that's sort of the concept with this, is that you send people to Maylands. And, you know, places like Lyric Lane, the little laneway that's emerging there at the moment, they've got a new little pizzeria that's essentially a garage door that just opens up, and it's got a tiny little sign that illuminates. You'd never know that was there unless someone told you about it. Probably lots of locals don't even know it's there, but it's a really excellent little pizza place. So they're the sorts of things we want to tell people.
Okay. As you were sort of scouring our city and looking for the next new thing, were there any other neighbourhoods that sort of were in consideration?
Yeah, definitely. I was, I really struggled to sort of work out which one should I put, because there are so many really cool emerging areas in Perth at the moment. I feel like Mount Hawthorne is really hitting its stride at the moment. So that strip along Scarborough Beach Road.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of really interesting shops, you know, places like Diabolik, the bookstore that also has vinyl records, and it's got crazy cards and all sorts of, you know, eclectic things you wouldn't expect, plus some really idiosyncratic cafes and a new gelati bar. And they've got, you know, the street art and a few little laneways and things like that. So, yeah, Mount Hawthorne is a really interesting, thriving spot. I also think East Fremantle's George Street is somewhere that, locals know and love, but travellers probably wouldn't get there. It's not as easy to get to. You sort of need a car, really. Uh-huh. But it's somewhere that you can spend the whole day with all that old architecture. It's got a beautiful vintage feel and some really lovely boutiques and cafes and small wine bars.
It's becoming a bit of a foodie hub, George Street in East Fremantle, isn't it?
Yeah, excellent food. You know, like, it's always had good food, but I just feel like it's come up a level probably in the last 12 months. So, yeah, it's one of my favourite areas.
All right. Well, there we go. East Fremantle, Mount Hawthorne, Maylands. Check them out if you haven't for a while. You might like what you find. Hey, Fleur, thanks for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Good on you. Fleur Banger, Lonely Planet contributor.